guys hear me?
No.
Probably not. Shotgun range, 22 caliber, and also the tomahawk throwing range there. Our zoning regulations require that an application for a special use permit must be applied for within 30 days of the issuance of any temporary use permit granted by the board. Should this temporary use be granted, the scouts do intend to apply for that special use permit within the 30-day period. And according to Ms. White, the special use application is to include moving the existing shooting ranges to a new location on the camp, and that location will be determined based on various tests that will be conducted for the various sites there. And it will include things like noise testing, and also upon approval of any special use permit, the scouts plan to close the existing shooting ranges and remediate the lead from the existing shooting ranges, subject to all local, state, federal laws. And the scouts will also provide all the required reports at the time they submit their special use permit application. Those reports will include noise studies, an updated traffic report, wildlife report, lead management, best practices plan, and any report that the county deems necessary to adequately evaluate the proposed new location for the ranges. As you can imagine, quite a bit of correspondence on this case. We received emails, phone calls, voter support, and opposition. scouts, and I want to thank the citizens who have been involved in that, and also the scouts for trying to work toward an acceptable solution here. And continuing to negotiate, hopefully we'll come up with a solution. It's kind of a win-win for both parties. The Community and Development Service offices evaluated the impact of the scouts' use in the facilities during the summer months, with the long-term benefit of relocating all existing shooting-related uses and ranges to a more suitable location of the scout camp. The conditions of the special use permit, as indicated above, would solve several of the issues that have developed through the use of the existing shooting facilities. First, the existing shooting facility will be closed and proper lead remediation conducted at the ranges should the future special use be granted. And this would also allow the scouts to bring all shooting-related activities and ranges in compliance with county regulations through the special use permit process. An alternate site could be evaluated for the shooting-related activities that has little or no noise impact on surrounding properties, and one that allows for effective remediation and hopefully the removal of lead from the environment. The long-term benefit of moving the shooting facilities and ranges to a more suitable location seem to outweigh the impact of the scouts using the existing ranges during this existing summer camp season. So with that, the Community and Development Services Office is recommending that the Board of County Commissioners grant this temporary use permit to allow the scouts to use the ranges and the existing Travis Shooting Sports Facility for the 2008 summer season, subject to the following conditions. Number one, the temporary use is to allow use of the existing Travis Shooting Sports Facility by scouts and scouting participants only. And the temporary use is being requested for the summer season from August 9th, for the summer season through August 9th, 2008. The shooting being Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for the traditional scouting programs such as their Shooting America Edge program. And again, no fundraising events would be allowed under the temporary use permit. Condition number two, the applicant must submit a formal application for the special use permit within 30 days of the issuance of any temporary use permit by the Board of County Commissioners. And we would like for the special use permit application to include the following conditions. Item number one, all existing shooting ranges and related activities will be moved to a new location to be determined, subject to the results of various tests at the alternate sites and approval of the special use permit. Item number two, upon approval of the requested special use permit, the scouts will close the existing shooting ranges and remediate the lead from the existing shooting ranges, subject to the requirements of all applicable local, state, and federal laws. And item number three, the scouts will provide all of the required reports as part of the special use permit application, including a noise study, updated traffic report, wildlife report, lead management, best practices plan, and any other reports we deem necessary to adequately evaluate the site. Thank you. That concludes our comments. Be glad to answer any questions you might have.
No questions at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. White?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Carolyn White, Land Use Counsel for the Boy Scouts of America, Denver Area Council, who I would probably refer to as the Scouts. I'm with the Brown City High Fargo in Denver, 410 17th Street, 80202. I'd like to briefly introduce the team that we have here today to answer your questions if you have additional questions, and then explain to you what it is precisely that we're asking for, review some of the conditions that were proposed, and then obviously answer any questions that you have. With me here today, we have Jeffrey Norman, the Scout Executive. Steve Gerber, Director of Support Services. LeJan Barnes, Senior Hydrogeologist with Environmental and Turf Services, who's been working on our lead remediation and best management practices plan. And Dr. Robert Clark, a geotechnical scientist, who has also been working on our lead management and best management practices. So I'm gonna do it this way. I want to be real specific and real clear what we're asking for here today, because there has been such a long history, and I fear perhaps a little confusion about the different ranges that we have over there at Peaceful Valley Scouting Camp. There's two ranges out there. There's the Sporting Clays range, which was built in 2006, and we were before you asking for a temporary permit for that range last year, and we have pending before you right now a permanent special use permit for that range. Then there's what we call the historic range, or the Travis range, which is the range traditional stationary shotgun shooting and so on that's been there since 1965. As I think we've said in various communications to the county before, the scouts continue to maintain that because that range was built in 1965 and has been there before Elbert County had special use regulations, that the majority of that range at least is probably grandfathered. However, there has been such a renewed interest in what's going on out there and scrutiny, and neither the county nor the scouts have particularly good records about what was approved when over the many years that have passed since that range was initially built, that we really felt it best to come in and apply for the temporary use permit for the balance of the use of that traditional historical range through the rest of this summer camping season. The summer camping season actually started 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks have gone by with the scouts not being able to use that range for their merit badge work. And we're hopeful that you will see fit to approve this temporary permit today so that starting tomorrow they can resume the use of that historical range through August 9th, which is the end of the summer camping season this year. As Mr. Miller already reviewed, our proposed application asks for permission to continue using that historic range Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30 for scouting use only, and that includes scouts, scout masters, scout volunteers, training, and appropriate and traditional scouting use near fundraisers. Two procedural housekeeping matters before I go further. I just want to mention that we have complied with all the notice requirements in the Elbert County Code. We've provided Mr. Miller with the green certified mail receipts, provided the notification to the neighbors. Posting on the property was waived by Mr. Miller, so the hearing was properly noticed in terms of the compliance. I also know there are several members of the public and neighbors here that would like to testify, and I believe it's your common practice, but I'd like to ask for the opportunity to come back and respond after those comments have been made. In particular, I've been made aware that there's some additional conditions that are going to be requested by some of the neighbors, and we'd like to have the opportunity to address the commissioners about the scouts' position on those additional conditions. Also, as Mr. Miller noted in his staff report, there are seven conditions that potentially could be applicable here. Your code doesn't really have conditions for temporary permits, special use permits, but we've looked to the conditions for the permanent special use permits. They're covered pretty well in the staff report, and we concur with the staff report's findings on those conditions. I just would like to add a couple of additional points from the scout's perspective of why this application meets those conditions. Probably first and foremost is the fact that this range has been in operation continuously for 43 years. It has been used for precisely the purpose that we're proposing to be permitted today for that period of time. And up until last year, there had not been any comments, complaints, or issues that arose out of that historical scouting use of that range. The last year, as you know, there were some issues that arose out of the use of the Sporting Clays range, the new range that was built in 2006. And following that, and following the lawsuit and dispute with the neighbors, there were then complaints raised about the historic use of that range. But in our view, those things are clearly related, and the historic use of the Travis range itself has not generated a significant negative impact on the neighbors, wildlife, peace and harmony of the area, at least not for the last 43 years, certainly. And since the permit that we're proposing that you grant us today is for continued usage of that exact same use, same level of use, same amount of use, same type of use, in fact, reduced usage with these additional hourly limitations, because traditionally there is some additional use of those ranges, potentially on weekends, evenings, early mornings. And the scouts are offering in this application to forgo that additional use and limit the use only to 8 to 5:30. For those reasons, we really feel that there will not be any significant negative impact under any of the applicable criteria. One of the other criteria that you look at is impact on the environment, and that wasn't addressed in great detail in the staff report, so I'd like to just mention briefly that we have had a ecological survey performed for the range. It was performed as part of the application for the Sporting Clays course, but when that survey was performed, informed the wildlife biologist that was retained also studied some of the area around the historic Travis Range and reached the following conclusion, and I'll provide a copy of this to the clerk for the record. The existing shooting ranges on the ranch have been used for several decades. Because of this history, a well-defined use pattern has been established, and it is unlikely that there are continuing significant adverse impacts to most wildlife from continuing use of these areas. Any permanent displacement from this habitat would likely have been incurred many years in the past. Such permanent displacement is not considered likely. In other words, if there were going to be impacts to wildlife, they would have happened 43 years ago, and the continuing use of the range and its same usage is not likely to generate any additional potential negative impacts to wildlife. Also, as Mr. Miller mentioned, it's not technically part of this application, but the scouts are proposing in the subsequent required permanent application to move both ranges, the sporting clays and the historic Travis Range, to a new location. And so we thought you might like to know a little bit about what we're proposing to do there and what information we have so far, although we don't have all the information required to make any final decisions about that yet. We have identified four alternative potential locations on the scout property. Informal noise tests were conducted on Memorial Day weekend where scouting participants went and fired rifles and talked to neighbors who were nearby on their walkie-talkies about whether or not they could hear them and how disturbing the noise was. These four sites that we're currently studying were identified as being sites that were acceptable, at least to the neighbors who have been the primary ones in indicating their concern about noise coming from the shooting ranges. So the scouts are in the process of further evaluating those four sites as potential new locations for both the Sporting Plains Range and the Travis Range. We have conducted one series of noise tests, which occurred yesterday. We don't have final data from that yet. We're evaluating that. We also have, as I mentioned, our lead consultants here who came out primarily for the purpose of conducting soil tests and site visits, and we scheduled that visit to concur with this hearing so that they could be available for you to ask them any questions if you have those questions. We also have retained the same wildlife biologist to come back and make an additional survey of those new locations. And all of those materials, when they are finalized, will become available to you when we submit the permanent permit application within 30 days of this date, should you approve this permit today. At that time, obviously, we would be choosing from among the four sites and submitting an application for one or two specific sites for both of those new ranges. And obviously, submit that application by July 25th. I'd also like to note for the record, as I know you've received a great deal of materials and as have we, that we have letters in the record indicating that there is no objection to this permit from the nearby JBARC camp, the JCC camp across the street, with whom we've been having discussions about the use of the Sporting Plains Range and the traditional range. There's also no objection from the Cairo Conservation District, the Elbert County Environmental Health Department, and the Elbert County Water Advisory Board recommends approval. Finally, I'd like to note that the scouts are amenable to acceptance of all the conditions proposed by staff in the staff report. They're essentially the same conditions that we proposed in our application, although they're worded slightly differently. As I mentioned, we have just received from some of the adjacent neighbors some proposed additional conditions that they are going to ask the commissioners to impose. Some of them are the same or similar to the conditions we proposed or that staff proposed. Some of them go beyond that, and so the scouts are not willing to accept the commissioners imposing those additional conditions. They essentially relate to things that are under discussion as part of potential settlement with the neighbors. So I'd like to ask for that reason, after the neighbors present to you what their conditions are, that we have the opportunity to come back here and provide a response about which conditions are acceptable and which conditions we would prefer not to agree to at this time. With that, I'll conclude my presentation and make our team available for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to open it up for public comments. We ask that you be specific and keep your comments fairly direct and short, so we don't have to hear the same repetitive comments over and over and over again. If it's not something new to be added, please refrain. We've already gotten most of the comments on that, so I will open it up for public comment now. So if anyone wants to speak, step up to the podium.
an attorney, but I represent only myself in this proceeding. I own the property adjacent to the existing shooting ranges, where the trap, skeet, and rifle ranges are currently located. That's also where the sporting plays course was purposely located. I bought that property in 1996. My house is 1/3 mile from the shooting ranges. Over the past about 10 years, three additional shotgun ranges, one trap and two skeet, have been constructed. And sometime in the past, an additional rifle range has been constructed. Also, related facilities, including the pole barn, have been constructed. This all has resulted in increased usage and increased noise at the shooting ranges. In May 2007, I was informed by the planning department that the scouts never obtained necessary permits for any of the shooting activities, regardless of how many decades they've been going on. Moreover, with one exception, they didn't obtain any required building permits. For the last year, the neighbors, four of us, including myself and the scouts, have been engaged in an ongoing battle that has been time-consuming and very costly. This includes a lawsuit in which the neighbors allege, among other things, that the noise from the shooting ranges violates the Colorado Noise Abatement Act. And we also question the potential for environmental pollution in the lawsuit. If this battle continues, it's going to be expanded. There's going to be more litigation. That's going to bring in more and more parties to this. The end cost could be astronomical for both parties. In addition, both the scouts and the neighbors have incurred thousands of dollars for studies and reports, primarily lead, noise, and other environmental studies. By letter dated May 15, 2008, Mr. Miller advised the scouts that the trap, skeet, and rifle ranges were unlawful and requested that it file an application for a special use review. The result is the application before you. My understanding is that the scouts have committed in that application to file a permanent special use application for the shooting ranges at different locations. Based on that, the neighbors do not oppose this application. As a matter of fact, we support it. By agreeing to relocate the shooting ranges, the scouts have taken a huge step in resolving this in a manner that we can all live with and will result in the scouts complying with the law. For this reason, we respectfully request that you approve the application. We do have a couple of additional conditions or modifications of conditions that Mr. Miller proposed and the scouts put into their application. The primary changes are, first, we would like to define scouting use. The scouts propose that the ranges can be used for scouting use. And various documents have been filed with the planning department. They have defined scouting use as being almost the entire world. For example, scouting use has been defined to include, in addition to Boy Scouts, volunteers, parents, 4-H, FFA, law enforcement agencies, and other guests. We believe that scouting use should be limited to Boy Scouts and the people who train Boy Scouts. They might be employees, they might be volunteers. That has been represented to us as being one of the missions of the Boy Scouts, is to train the kids, not to train other people. So we would like to have that added, that definition. Also, three or four alternate locations have been identified for the proposed new shooting ranges. Ms. White was in error in one respect. Over the Memorial Day weekend, some shooting did occur. The wind was out of the south-southwest at 20 to 25 miles an hour, and the neighbors could not hear the shooting noises at their houses. That means nothing. The statutory requirement is if you're going to take a noise level measurement, the wind velocity cannot exceed 5 miles per hour. Bottom line, we don't disagree with these locations, but we have not agreed to them either. I wanted to make that clear. as a result, if there is any additional noise testing for these locations, we want one of the conditions to be, as you did last year in July for the temporary application for the sporting clays course, to allow the neighbors to participate in the noise measurement studies and to provide input for sound mitigation. That input could include baffling, it could include berms, there could be a whole multitude of things that they could do. The direction they're shooting, for example, is very important. We would like to have that be one of the conditions of the permit. In addition, we still have pending, or the planning department does, the application filed by the scouts for a permanent permit for the Sporting Clays course in Bobcat Gulch, which is a part of the Travis shooting complex. My understanding is that all of the ranges will be relocated, including the Sporting Clays course, and the Bobcat Gulch will not be used. We would like to have the condition of this permit be that the scouts withdraw their application for the Sporting Clays course in Bobcat Gulch. Finally, the scouts have made it clear that if for any reason this application is not granted, or the permanent use application is not granted, they may be back seeking to shoot at where the existing ranges are in the Travis complex. For this reason, I want to make it clear that none of the neighbors waive any of the claims or rights we have. We are, by agreeing to this application and supporting it, we are not pressing some arguments we have that we think are very valid arguments why they should not be shooting in that area. This is an accommodation to the Boy Scouts, primarily to the kids, to help them with their education, to get through summer camp so that we can move on and relocate the ranges to a different location. So therefore, I just want to make it clear for the record that we're not waiving any rights that we have. Would you be interested in seeing the conditions proposed by the neighbors? That's all I have, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Hi, I'm Sasha Burton. And I own property at 6409 County Road 82, which is around the corner from the Scout Ranch. And I'm not going to repeat the comments that Jay made. I do endorse them. I would like to note to the council that the speech that we tried to voice has not been about shooting on guns. All of us are Second Amendment supporters. I own guns and fire guns. And I support both the mission of the Boy Scouts and the idea of training youngsters, including Boy Scouts, to utilize firearms. The issues that we have had disputes over have been issues regarding noise and issues regarding lead contamination, including lead contamination and bomb weapons. And that's what led to the current disputes, which I hope we're in the process of getting behind us, and that this temporary special use permit can be one steps in doing so. It has been an intensive battle. Neighbors have had to use substantial amounts of financial resources to work to put forward other things such as retirements in order to get us to where we are today as opposed to where we were a year ago. I do support the relocation of the ranges, and to that end I support the temporary special use permit as an appropriate first step to do that. I do agree that the Boy Scout we should be limited specifically to Boy Scouts, and I understand there's a historic relationship with the JCC camp that I've included in as well for their campers. I also believe that it is time to request the abandonment of the application for Bobcat Gulch, which I believe turned the effect of the comatose after the native relationships. Negative comments from the County Board of Water Board. working both with the county and with Boy Scouts to accomplish that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more public comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Rick Morgan from County Road 82, south of Elbert. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I had some real concerns about this application, as you can well imagine, but having arrived here and examined the application itself and having discussed it with some of the parties, it seems that collegial amity has broken out in my absence, and I'm really glad to hear that things are working in the right direction. I do have one issue, and I provided a copy earlier of the June 18th letter that was sent by the state of Colorado. I'll pass those around if I might. And I think it's probably incumbent on Ms. White to inform the board as what the intentions of the scouts may be as to the three options that are posed there, so that you're well informed as where the scouts are going on this legitimate expression of concern by the state of Colorado. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further comments from anyone?
Steve Hilliard, 41677 Madrid Drive, Parker, Elbert County. I do not live by the range. I am a shooting sports instructor and coordinator for 4-H. I came mostly for curiosity to find out exactly what all was going on because of all the rumors you hear going around town. And basically, I think it's pretty generous of the Boy Scouts being willing to move their range, considering the state statute says since they were there and established, we cannot move them due to noise abatement, essentially, whether private, public, for profit, or not for profit. Nevertheless, I think it's pretty generous of them to be willing to move that. And on that side, I'm all for it and willing and think it ought to be getting built. I do have one question. One of the issues that was brought up was for fundraising. Fundraising brings a question, since with 4-H, we're a not-for-profit also, and fundraising is a big issue with us. Fundraising for us, everything we run has to be run by a nonprofit. If you run the 4-H by a for-profit, then it changes all your status and everything else that you're doing. So, in part of what they've got, if they're requesting to do a fundraising events there, which I believe I heard also, that it be limited for not-for-profit fundraising events. So in other words, they can't have a commercial use or commercial corporation come in and run it for them. That's fine. That would be my only additional thing. The Rangers, where they're at, are fine with me now. You know, they're still set where they want to move them. I have no problems with those, and I think they're at least going through the right steps to do something. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any
further
comment from anyone? Any further comment? There's no further comment, or Ms. White answer questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Carolyn White again on behalf of the Boy Scouts. I'd like to address the conditions that were proposed by the plaintiffs, but also let me see if I can respond to some of the factual questions and issues first. I'm going to do this again with my microphone. Too far away from me. Let's see. Mr. Enyard said that I made a statement in error that the testing conducted on Memorial Day did not result in any agreement as to the locations of where the plaintiff neighbors would find acceptable for a new range. I want to just clarify something for you, and that is, while there are four individual neighbors that happen to be suing the Boy Scouts right now, there are 300 neighbors within a 2-mile radius of the Boy Scout camp. As we know, because we had to send out notices for this hearing and do some GIS work to discover that. So while it is true that much of what we, the Boy Scouts, have been doing lately has been working directly with the four neighbors who happen to be suing us right now, there's a much greater concern at stake here, as obviously you know, as commissioners who represent the whole county, not just those four And so it is true that one of the things we've done is to try to find locations that we had understood to be acceptable by those four neighbors. But the other things we're doing are to take measurements and do testing to try to find out whether or not these locations will be acceptable to other neighbors who may feel that they're impacted by them. Our understanding from those tests are that these four locations were acceptable to those four plaintiff neighbors, and we're now conducting additional tests to find out whether or not they work for the Boy Scouts and for the rest of the neighbors. Mr. Morgan said mentioned a June 18th letter from the College Department of Health and Environment, Public Health and Environment, and posits that it's incumbent upon me to inform the board what the Scouts intend to do about that letter. I just received a copy of that letter yesterday, and we have not yet consulted about what we intend to do about that letter, having spent most of the time preparing for this hearing. But I assure you that we're taking it very seriously and plan to respond. The letter specifically refers to the allegations, which are part of the pending lawsuit, that the Scouts' activities on the sporting clays course have resulted in lead contamination of Mr. Enner's property. That allegation has been made. It has not been proven. Various experts are required to conduct various tests to determine whether that's the case or not, and we intend to provide whatever information we can to the Department of Health and let them make their determination about that. But that is an allegation related to the sporting clays course, and the sporting clays course is not a part of this application. In fact, as you know, the sporting clays course is not in operation now, pending the potential of approval of either the application that you already have filed or a new application when we file our new application following this hearing. The other factual point that was raised relates to fundraising. We are not, with this application right now, asking for any fundraising. This application is only for continued historic use by the Boy Scouts of the old Travis Range for merit badge training, volunteer training, and the other things that the Scouts historically and typically do. Not fundraising, that's for the sporting players, and that's not part of this application. With that, if I may briefly go through the conditions, I have conditions 1 through 8 that were just presented to you by Mr. Enyard. I'll just try to go through them quickly. 1, 2, and 3, the Scouts agreed to those are the same conditions, slightly different wording than what we proposed in our application and what your planning director has recommended in his staff report. Number 4 is really close to what we proposed, but it's enough different that we have to tell you why we object to it. What it says is within 30 days after the temporary use application, we'll file a permanent application for a new location, and that new location shall be no more than 1 mile from the plaintiff's property. As I have told you, there are 4 locations which are currently being studied. All of those locations we think are more than 1 mile from the plaintiff's property, but we haven't taken a measurement yet. It could be 0.9 miles. Additionally, if the testing should demonstrate that none of those 4 locations work, we'll have to start over and find some new locations and conduct additional testing. And it may be that one of those new locations is within 1 mile of the plaintiff's property. What the plaintiffs are asking you to do here is impose as a condition in this proceeding something that is a subject of the lawsuit that we're trying to negotiate separately with them. We have had some very positive settlement discussions, and I hope that we're going to reach settlement with the plaintiffs, but I have to tell you that the Boy Scouts would find it very difficult to accept you imposing this 1 mile condition, because we don't know for sure yet where the new locations are going to be. And while it's important to take into account where the plaintiffs' homes are located, it's equally important to take into account all of the other 300 neighbors who live within 2 miles of the scout ranch. Number 5 condition, agree to, it's the same as what's in the staff report. Number 6, I'm afraid the Scouts have to object to that condition as well. Again, what the plaintiffs are asking you to do is to take care of them personally as opposed to the county as a whole or the other neighbors. What we propose to do is, to the extent any additional testing will be needed to identify the appropriate location, we coordinate with the county planning staff, and we'll give them as much advance notice as we have of when we want to conduct tests. Their experts have been invited to observe and participate in the tests, and the county staff is charged with interpreting the results of those tests and observing them and ensuring their validity for the benefit of the county as a whole. If we have to coordinate with 4 individual neighbors who happen to be suing us in a lawsuit every time we want to conduct a noise test and provide them with advance notice and allow them to participate, number 1, it's going to seriously hamper our ability to conduct any required tests over the next 30 days. And since we have a hard 30-day deadline to get that application into you, we prefer to just continue to coordinate with the county as we have been doing throughout this process. Number 7, we also object to. What it says is, upon approval of the permanent use application by the Board of County Commissioners, the Council promptly will close and remediate lead and other shooting debris on the existing ranges and surrounding areas in accordance with the requirements of applicable local, state, and federal laws. What we said in our proposal, in our application, was we propose to close and remediate that old site as appropriate and as required by state and federal, applicable state, local, and federal laws. There are many legal definitions of close the site, and there are many legal definitions of remediate the site. What those things mean and what level you have to remediate to, and it all depends on what the future use is going to be, and none of that has been decided yet. It may be that the old Travis shooting range is going to be capped in concrete and left the way it is. It may be that it's going to be used for future Boy Scout activities like campfires. It may be that it's going to be fenced off and left forever unused. All of those things would require a totally different schedule and type of closure. And so until we make that decision, we can't commit to precisely when promptly we would clean it and to what standards we would clean it up. We have proposed that we'll do it to all applicable required laws once the final decision is made, and we will put that in our permanent application so that you'll know when you have to make that decision what the plans are for the former Travis historic shooting range. And then finally, condition number 8, also SCAS object to, it asks that you require that the council promptly withdraw its application for a permanent special use permit for a sporting plays range in the area known as Bobcat Gulch. What we're applying for now is a temporary use permit for the historic Travis range. Bobcat Gulch Sporting Place is the subject of this separate permanent special use application. When we come in 30 days from now with a new application, it's probably going to be an application for both to be located in a new location, and we will at that time withdraw the old pending application and determine a new location for both of the new ranges. But to require that we withdraw that application for a totally different range in the context of this temporary application for this range until we determine finally whether we have new locations identified would really be unfair. Then we're foregoing forever the possibility of using that other range when we don't know for sure yet that we have a replacement that's going to work. Again, this is one of the things that is the subject of the lawsuit and that we've been negotiating, and I would ask that you perhaps require that that be withdrawn at the time of the new application, but not at the time of this temporary application, because they're really unrelated. That concludes our formal response, but as I mentioned, we have the entire team here, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have, particularly since we have the lead experts, if you have questions about lead remediation.
Nothing about lead. Mr. Ayer mentioned, and I didn't know how to take it, one of your interpretation of was 4-H police use and other nonprofits using some of your facilities. How would you interpret that? Being a good neighbor, letting others use your facilities, are you supposed to shut them down or what?
Commissioner, that's an excellent question. That has been, again, one of the items that's been negotiated. The four plaintiff neighbors have continued to insist that only scouts or scout volunteers be allowed to use these ranges. As I think you might recall from the prior hearing we had, we do have some agreements with our neighbor camp, the JCC. The Elbert Fire Department also uses the ranges as well as the rest of the camp for various training programs. We have agreements with 4-H. We also use these facilities for other types of nonprofit public service entities in and around Elbert County. Mm-hmm. At least for the purposes of this temporary permit that is before you right now, we have agreed and the permit proposes that the historic Travis range be used for scouting use only. In other words, for the balance of this summer season, the most important thing that we have to preserve is the ability for scouts to continue to use that historic range. Should that issue come up again in the permanent, and I suspect it will, we will probably be asking you to allow the usage by other appropriate organizations such as the ones you mentioned.
Could I make one comment in response?
Thank you.
That concludes that portion of the hearing. this time. I don't believe we have any further business to come before the board today, so we are adjourning. And we'll start again.